The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Rosh Hashanah. Masechet Rosh Hashanah has been sponsored by Mr. Sawley and Cheryl Mizrahi. Hashem Aleihem Yihyu for the Hatzlacha of both of their families, for Be'ezat Hashem, health, happiness, Parnasa, continued success, and of course, much nachat and pleasure from their children. Yiratzon, in the zechut of their dedication to the Masechet Rosh Hashanah, they will be zoche for good judgment, they will be zoche for good beracha and mazal in all their endeavors. Amen. Daf Lamed He. Today's daf is being studied by the Neshmat Avraham ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihanu Began Aydin. Amen. Today's daf is being studied by Fuash Shelema Eliyahu Chaim ben Shafia Sofia. Enna Refanalo, Enna Refanalo, Enna Refanalo. What a nefesh, what a goof, what a tukir about the Vechen Yerasov and Omar. Amen. We begin today's daf on Lamed Dalet Amud Bet. A ways up on the Gemara. At Tarot of Banan. It is 15 lines down from the top, starting at Tarot of Banan. The Gemara says, Tarot of Banan, Tikiot en Me'akebot, Zu et Zu. Berachot en Me'akebot, Zu et Zu. This halakha is referring to a Ta'anit. In the olden days when there was, let's say, a drought, the Chachamim would declare a fast day. And also, besides the fast, they would add 6 berachot to the Amidah. Like the Gemara says in Masechet Ta'anit. So the Beraita is teaching us over here that the tiki'ot, the shofar that they would blow on those days, because they would blow the shofar on those days, it's not me'akev the berachot. Meaning, if you only do tiki'ot and you don't do berachot, or you only do berachot and you don't do tiki'ot, it's not ma'akev. Which means each one of these services are not hinging on each other. They could be done exclusively. They don't have to be done together. I mean, if you only, for some reason, you can only do the tiki'ot, they don't know the berachot, let's say. You can blow the tiki'ot on these ta'anit days. Or the opposite. Let's say they have berachot, but they don't have a shofar. You say there's 6 extra berachot, but you don't have the shofar. That's the way that she's understanding this this Gemara. However, tiki'ot uberachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim, but the tiki'ot and the berachot of the Musaf, meaning the Malchuyot, Zichronot, and the Shofarot of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, me'akebot. It is me'akeb, which means if you don't have berachot, you don't do tiki'ot. And if you don't have tiki'ot, you don't do berachot, which means they're dependent on each other. You have to do both. My ta'ama, why is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur more stringent? Amar Abba, Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Emru lefanai b'Rosh Hashanah Malchuyot, Zichronot v'Shofarot. Malchuyot, kedei shetamnichuni alechem. The reason why you have to say Malchuyot, God says, is or that you should accept my kingdom over you. Zichronot, kedei sheyavo lefanai, Zichronchem, letova. In order that I will remember you for the good. All those pesukim of Zichronot talk about how God remembers His people. And how does this happen? The shofar, which is the shofar that elevates the tefillot up on Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, since they are so vital, the malchuyot, Zichronot, and shofarot, so therefore they're me'akev, which means if you don't do shofar, there's no malchuyot, Zichronot, and shofarot. If you don't do one without the other, it is invalid. Again, I said that is the shita of Rashi.
Berachot is means
musaf, malchuyot, zichronot, and shofarot.
Which is directly against the Mishnah.
Right.
However, the other shitot, which means the Tosfot and the Rosh, they understand that it's talking about the berachot themselves, which means that's on a ta'anit. The person only knows 4 out of the 6 berachot, so make him do as much as you want. Or the tiki'ot, he only is able to blow a certain amount, and not the full amount. When it comes to a regular ta'anit, berachot or tiki'ot are not ma'akev, which means The other Rishonim, they don't learn that they're linked to each other. So you talk about each one separately. And on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, no. Each one has to be done completely, which means you have to do the entire Malchiyot Zichrot Shofar. You can't do part. Or of the Shofarot itself, you have to be able to blow all nine sounds. The Tosafot asked, according to the Shitav Rashi, because later on, we're going to learn about a case where they're Tokeya and they're not Mevarech. It's a Gemara coming up. You say, according to Rashi, how can they do that? According to Rashi, it's Ma'akiv. So therefore, that's the way they argued on Rashi. And they said, no, it's not referring to where you're doing one without the other. One without the other is Mutar. Even on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. The issue is where you cannot blow the entire sets, or you're not able to say all the Berachot. That's what we're saying. On Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it's Ma'akiv. But on Ta'anit, it is not Ma'akiv. So it's a very important Machloket Rishonim, how to learn this piece. Comes the Gemara further and says, Mi Sheberach Ve'achar Kach Mandel Shofar Tokeya Omeriya Ve'Tokeya. Person, let's say, made the Berachot of the Musaf. He prayed Musaf, he said Malchiyot Zichnot Shofarot. They didn't have a Shofar at the time. After he finished Musaf, they gave him a Shofar. So the Mishnah said, he blows over them. You don't have to blow in the Berachot themselves. You can even blow after the Berachot. So the Gemara says, Ta'ama, they don't have a Shofar Mikara. Only reason why we're giving this guy the dispensation to blow after the Amidah is because he didn't have a Shofar originally. Ha, have a Shofar Mikara. However, if he had a Shofar at the time he prayed the Amidah, Ki shama lehu aseder berachot shama lehu. He must hear the shofar aseder berachot, which means at the time of the berachot. The Rashash has a question over here that this is actually a beferush mishnah that we learned above on Lamed Bet Amud Aleph, that the tikiot are blown in the seder berachot in Malchiyot Zichrot and Shofarot. So he just asks, why is the Gemara have to make a diyuk from a statement of this Mishnah to learn that you have to blow shofar during the Amidah when really the Mishnah said it explicitly? We just learn the question. Again, this Mishnah is the Gemara is making a diyuk. Oh, it's only because you didn't have a shofar. That's why you can blow it after. But look at Tayyidah, you need the shofar. If you have the shofar, you have to blow it during the Amidah. What do you mean? Yeah, you're learning it from a diyuk, they have to blow the shofar during the Amidah. I know it from a Mefilush Mishnah, Lamed Bet. So therefore, yes, he doesn't know why the Gemara sought to find this idea from this diyuk. Comes the Gemara further. Rapapa Bar Shemuel kam litzluye. Rapapa Bar Shemuel got up to pray. Rosh Hashanah. To pray Musaf. Amar le l'shamayim. So he told the servant, Ki nahir na lach, when I give you a signal, teka'li. Which is when seemingly what he was telling him is, when I get to Malchuyot, for example, and I want to hear the shofar, I'm going to give you a signal, and then you'll blow the shofar for me. Amar le Rabbas, what are you talking about? Lo amru ela behever oir. This deen of shofar was only during Malchuyot, Zichron Shofarot, is only said behever oir. That's in a sibur, in public, when you're praying with a minyan. However, when you're praying with Yahid, there is no shofar in the Amidah, Malchiyot Zichronot Shofarot. The Gemara supports us in a Braita. Tanya Namehache, we have a Braita, Keshehu Shoma'an, Shoma'am Ala Seder. When a person hears the Shofar, he has to hear the Shofar according to the order. What's the order? Malchiyot Zichronot Shofarot. Ve'al Seder Berachot. Actually, when it says Ala Seder, it means Tekiah, Shevarim, Teruah, which means you follow the order of the nine sounds, and al seder berachot, and in the berachot themselves, malchuyot zichronot and shofarot. When do we blow the shofar in Amidah? Beheber ir. That's in sibur. Aval shelo beheber ir. However, when it's not in a minyan, shum'an al seder. Well, you have to hear it al seder, meaning tekiyat, teruat. You have to hear the proper sounds. However, the shelo al seder berachot. But not during the Berachot. I mean, you blow it after the Amidah. You have to hear the Shofar. There's no argument to be a Yahid has to hear the Shofar as well. The question is, when do we blow it in the Amidah? You don't blow in the Amidah only B'Sibur. But be a Yahid, it's done after the Amidah. So that's what I'm saying. When the rabbi was praying, the papa, so he told the servant, you know, Shaliach. He said, listen, when I give you the signal, blow for me. So what are you talking about? We don't blow Shofar, you'll be a Yahid. We only do this when it's B'Sibur. The Gemara gives another law. V'yachid shelo taka. Let's say an individual didn't blow the shofar for whatever reason. His friend can blow shofar for him. That's based on the principle of Kol Yisrael, which is even though his friend heard the shofar already, even though his friend blew the shofar already. We learned the halakha early in the Gemara, Kevanchi Yatza Motzi, that even though a person fulfilled his mitzvah, he can be motzi other people their mitzvot. Why? Because we have a law of arvut. That when we accepted the Torah, we accepted not only the Torah for ourselves, but we accepted to fulfill all our friends' obligations. V'yachid shelo birach. However, let's say a yachid, for whatever reason, he didn't pray musaf. He didn't make the berachot of malchiyot, zikron, shofarot. En havero mevarech alav. His friend cannot pray to amidah for him. When it comes to praying, everybody's got to pray for himself. Praying is rahamim. You can't have somebody else pray the amidah for you and you just listen. In this case, over, obviously we're talking about over here where the guy's a baki, where the guy's able to pray. He knows how to pray. And therefore you can't say, you know what, you pray for me. And just like, can you blow the shofar for me? Shofar is a mitzvah. It can be done. However, this is rahamim. And therefore, it has to be done by himself personally. So there's a difference between shofar and berachot. Whereas shofar, another person can be motzi. When it comes to berachot, it cannot be motzi. Good? Comes the Gemara continues, u'mitzvah betok'in yotem min ha-mibarchin. It's a bigger mitzvah to hear the tiki'ot than to hear the berachot. Now what does this mean? It's a bigger mitzvah. Ketzad, how does this halakha manifest itself? It means better to hear the tiki'ot than it is to hear the berachot. So the Gemara says, shtei ayarot. You have two cities. Be'echad tok'in u'be'echad mibarchin. One city, they're blowing the shofar. And one city, they're making the berachot, matchilot zichron shofarot. And this guy over here, he can't be in both cities. He needs to hear berachot, and he also needs to hear shofar. So therefore, which city do we tell him to go to? He can only do one. So the Gemara says, holchim lemakom shetok'in, ve'en holchim lemakom shemevarchin. So we tell the guy, go to the city where they're blowing the shofar, and don't go to the city where they're making the berachot. So the Gemara says, Peshita, what do you mean, is that obvious? Ha deoraita, ha drabanan. Of course, the kiyat shofar and nushra is deoraita. The berachot of the shofarot, even though they have allusions from the pesukim, it's a din drabanan. So what's the question? You have to tell me, Gemara, that they have a mitzvah deoraita to fulfill? Certainly you're going to go fulfill the mitzvah deoraita. That the Gemara says, lo tziricha, which means we know vadai you can make the berachot. Which means if you get to that city, you'll make it enough time to hear the berachot. But when it comes to the city with the shofarot, it's not vadai that you're going to make it in time. Still, on the safek, go to the city that's blowing the shofar, because again, it's a deoraita. Even the safek, better than the vadai of the berachot. That's what the Gemara means when it says the tok'in is more important than the mevarchim. And what's going to happen when it comes to this berachot? Okay, he didn't hear berachot. So that's why we said it was a question on shitat nashi. That's the question that you should have asked on nashi. You see what? You can do tikiyah without beracha. Where does she learn above that we said on Rosh Hashanah it's ma'akev. So that's why the Rishonim learned differently from Shitat Rashi. He just says over here, if you want to look inside, the have vaday v'hasafek vaday hu lo she'im yelech etzla mevarchim yimsa sham asara v'itpaleh shaliach sibur v'yotzi'enu yedei chovato. Since he's certain if he gets to the place where the mevarchim are, there's a minyan there and he knows the hazan can pray for him. I obviously have to say again, we're talking about somebody that's illiterate, that doesn't know how to read, therefore he can rely on the Shaliyah Sibuz Amidah. V'im yelech etzla tok'in, shem mekevar amdu v'alchu lebetam. So that's what she's learning, which means you don't even know, they might be finished. By the time he gets there, you know, they might be over with the tikkot. Still, on the safek, you go for the tikkot as opposed to the berachot. Comes the Gemara and continues. Amen. Next case. K'rshem sh'Shaliyah Sibur Hayav, we had a great machloket in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, according to Tanakama, just like the Shliach Sibur has to pray his Amidah, and nobody could mutzi the Shliach Sibur. Shliach Sibur's Hazara, he has to pray. So too, every Yachid must pray their silent Amidah. According to Tanakama, the Sibur is not Yotze with the Hazara of the Shliach Sibur, Anosh Hashanah, and Yom Kippur. Rabban Gamliel in the Mishnah argued. Rabban Gamliel came along and said, no, the Shaliyah Sibur actually could be Motzi, the Kahal. And according to Rabban Gamliel, he didn't make a difference between Baki and not Baki. Because even if a person who's Baki, meaning he knows how to read, According to Rabban Gamliel, you don't have to pray the Amidah on Rosh Hashanah. You can just listen to the Hazan, you know, in ten, you know, obviously every word, and the Yizhi Yotzeh. Hakim say, no. The purpose of the Hazarah was only for the Enum Bekiim, for the people that are not literate. But a guy knows how to read, cannot be Yotzeh from the Hazan. It's a fantastic machloket between Tanakama and the Rabban Gamliel on the extent of what the Tefillat Musaf Hazara, who is it Motzi? Tanakama holds only the non-readers, where Rabban Gamliel says it's Motzi everybody. Now we're going to hear a conversation or a dialogue between Tanakama and Rabban Gamliel, each one questioning their opponent's Shita. The Gemara says, Tanya, Amru lo le Rabban Gamliel. So the rabbis, they tell Rabban Gamliel, Lidvarecha lama sibur mitpalelim. Which means, what do the individual have to pray at all for? Because it seems, even Rabban Gamliel and his minyan, the sibur prayed. What do you have to pray for? If everybody can rely on the hazara, there should be no silent amidah. You should just go straight into the hazara and let everybody just pay attention. So the Gemara says, Amar lahem, kedel lehazdir shaliyah sibur tefillato. You're right, it's just a stalling tactic. They just pray, whoever can pray the Sa'at Amidah prays it, in order to give the Hazan some time to prepare and coordinate his tefillah. Which means it's a long tefillah, the tefillah of Musaf. Melchiyot, Zichronot, Shofarot, you only pray it, you know, a couple of times a year. So therefore, in order to give them time to put it in order, you have to keep in mind as well, in the olden days, they didn't have the Sidurim like we have today, where, you know, you just open a Sidur and read it. And even if you have a Sidur, it's still important to go over the Tefillah to make it, clear, that you know what you're going to say. So that's amazing. According to Rabban Gamliel, the only reason why the Sidur is praying is a tactic, stalling tactic, to give the Hazan some time. Amar lahem Rabban Gamliel. So Rabban Gamliel asked the question to the rabbis. Ledevrechem, lama shaliyah sibur yored lefnei ha-teva. So according to you, that say everybody has to pray. What do you need the hazara for at all? Says no. Amru lo kedei lotzi et she'eno baki. So no, the hazan has a purpose to fulfill the obligation of those that are not bekiim, those people that are not expert in fluent in reading. But you're right; those that are fluent, they don't need the hazara. Amar lahem. So the Rabban Gamliel comes back and says, Keshem shemotzi et she'eno baki. Kach motzi et habaki. So listen, once already the rabbis are letting you be motzi, the eno baki, so it means the Amidah, you can't for it's like the Amidah turns into like a mitzvah. Just like mitzvot, you have the din of arvut, where one can fulfill the obligation of somebody else, so to over here. Once already you're telling me you can do it for an eno baki, so what's the difference? You can do it for a baki as well. Bottom line, he has obligation. They both have obligations to pray. Therefore, Hazan can say it for everybody. So that's the Mahalti Rabban Gamliel. Now who's the Quran Hakamim? Who's that halakha like? Amar Rabba, Barbar Hanna, Amar Rabbi Yohanan, Modim Hakamim Rabban Gamliel. Rabba Barbar Hanna comes along and says, you have to know, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, the rabbis retracted, which means they conceded to Rabban Gamliel. Within back and forth with the Mahloket, they ended up coming along to say, you're right, the Hazan for Musaf Rosh Hashanah Kippur Kibi Motsi, everybody, Ben Baki, Ben She'eno Baki. So comes the Gemara and says, the Rav Amar. Rav comes along and says, Adayin hi mahloket. He says, no, there was no retraction. The mahloket stands. So now we have a mahloket if there's a mahloket. According to Rav Bar Hanna, he said there's no mahloket anymore. The rabbis conceded to the Rabban Gamliel, the Hazan is motzi, et habaki ve sheno habaki. According to Rav, no. Adayin hi mahloket. Still a mahloket. Shama'a Rabbi Hiya Bered Rava Bar Nachmani. So Rabbi Hiya Bered Rava Bar Nachmani heard the opinion of Rav that said Adaini Mahloket Azal Amra Lishma'ta Kamed Rav Dimi Bar Hilina. So he went to tell this halakat Rav Dimi Bar Hilina. He said, you should know, you know, Rav says Adaini Mahloket Amar Le Hachi Amar Rav. You should know, this is what Rav said Adaini Mahloket. So Amar Le, so he tells him, Rabba Bar Bar Hanna Name Hakika Amar, which is even Rabba Bar Bar Hanna that said, Hakamim retracted, Ki Amar Rabbi Yohanan Nashma'ta. Rabba Bar Hanna added that when Rabbi Yohanan made that statement, that the rabbis retracted and agreed to Rabban Gamliel, Aflig ale Rishtakish ve'amar adayini mahloket. He should know that the Rishtakish argued with Yohanan and said, no, still a mahloket. Which means, Rav clearly said adayini mahloket. So the rabbi went and gave over the halakha. Who went? It was the son of Rabbah ben Nachmani. It was of Hiya Bered Rabbah ben Nachmani. He went in front of Rabdimi bar Hinana. So he said, no, I heard in the name of Rav. He said, Adayini mahloket. So he says, I'm going to tell you something. He says, even Rabbah bar Hana, that also, that said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, that there was a retraction, that's only Rabbi Yohanan Shita. You should know, the Shtakish came along and said, you're wrong. It's not a retraction. Adayini mahloket. So it comes out we have Rav saying Adayini mahloket, and the Shtakish saying Adayini mahloket. And Rabbah bar Hana in the name of Rabbi Yohanan wants to say that there was a retraction and everybody agrees. Now the Gemara is going to focus on that point. Umi amar Rabbi Yohanan akhe? Did indeed Rabbi Yohanan say that there is peace? That the shalom between the Hakamim and the Hakim also say that the Musaf, you can be Motsi, everybody? Is that so? Why, what's the problem? Ve'a amar Rabbi Hanan Tzipura'ah. Amar Rabbi Yohanan Hilcheta Kerabban Gamliel. Rabbi Hanan Tzipura'ah from Tzipuri said in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, Halakha follows Rabban Gamliel. Now, what does that imply? Hilcheta Mechlad de Paligi. Whenever you have to say Halakha is like one rabbi, that means he must have people that are arguing against him. So clearly, Rabbi Yohanan Halakha follows Rabban Gamliel. That what? That the Hazan can be motzi everybody. Must be Halakha like Rabban Gamliel, but the rabbis must be arguing. So then what are you talking about? How do you tell me everybody agrees? It's not so. Why would he have to say that? Hilcheta Kerabban Gamliel. That Gemara says, Kisalik Rabbi Abba Miyameh. When Rabbi Abba came out of the water, which means he was on a boat. So when he came off the boat, Pirsha. So he explained it. Modim Hachamim the Rabban Gamliel beberachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim. So Rabbi Hanan's right. When they said there's a retraction, there was a retraction regarding Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, which means the Amidah of Musaf, of Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, everybody agrees that the Shaliach Sibur could motzi everybody. Ben Baki, Ben She'eno Baki. Behalacha Mechlal de Paligi beberachot de Chol Hashanah. And that which the rabbi said, Rav Hanan Tzipura'ah, in the name of Rabbi Yohanan, that the halacha is like Rabban Gamliel, that was on the Amidah of all year long. Which is on the Amidah of all year long, there's where we have a mahloket still. Can the Shliach Sibur motzi everybody? That's Rabban Gamliel. Or only the non-readers? That's according to Hakamim. Whereas on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, there's no mahloket. On all year long, there is a mahloket. Now you'll ask the obvious question, what's the difference? The Gemara will ask that question, what's the difference? The Gemara will ask what's the difference. But the point is, that's how you want to resolve this issue. Which means, there is one case where everybody agrees, and there's one case where it's still a mahloket. What's the case where everybody agrees? Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. That what? Shliach Sibur is motzi everybody. What's the case where it's a mahloket? Mechlad de Paligi, all year long. Meaning, the Hazan, and during the week, all year long, whatever it is. According to Hakamim, it can only be motzi non-readers. According to Rabban Gamliel, the Hazan all year long can be motzi readers as well. Comes the Gemara and says, Ini, we have a contradiction to this theory. The Amar of Hanna Sipura'a Amar of Yohanan Halakha Kerabban Gamliel Beberachot Shel Rosh Hashanah V'Shel Yom Kippurim. Rav Hanna Sipura'a made a very clear statement here. He said the halakha follows Rabban Gamliel on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, implying that there's a mahloket even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Because why do you have to say the halakha like Rabban Gamliel? It must be this. Those that are arguing even on Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. So we're back to the question, how are you telling me that everybody agrees by Rosh Hashanah and Kippur? We have a statement of Hanna Sipura'a that says this is an argument. Yeah, don't answer me that it's talking about the arguments in the case of all year long. Because clearly it says, Be'Rosh Hashanah, Be'Yom Kippurim. And therefore, how do you answer it? That Gemara says, Ela, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzhak, Man Modim, Rabbi Meir, Balacha, Mechlad de Peligye, Rabbanan. We're introducing a new rabbi into the mix here. We're introducing now Rabbi Meir. Let's get Rabbi Meir's opinion first, and then we'll reconcile all our questions. D'tanya berachot shel Rosh Hashanah v'shel Yom Kippurim shaliach sibur motzi arabim yedei chovatam devei Rabbi Meir. V'achamim omrim kashem shaliach sibur hayav kach kol yachid v'yachid hayav. Which means like this. We found a new opinion. Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir holds that on Rosh Hashanah, the Chazan can be motzi everybody. So therefore, when Rav Hana Tzipura'a made a statement to Rav Yohanan, and he said that what? That he said that the halakha, that everybody agrees. When we have a statement that says what? I'm going to go back. When we had the statement above, that the Achamim said, or that the rabbi said, that the Rabbi Gamliel and the rabbis, they all agree. Who's the rabbis? Not the rabbis of the Mishnah. The rabbis are Rabbi Meir. Because we have now a new shita of Rabbi Meir that says the Chazan can be motzi, the Sibur, whether they read or they don't read. So therefore, when it says the rabbis agree, which rabbis agree to Rabbi Gamliel? The rabbis that agree to Rabbi Gamliel are Rabbi Meir. Because he holds like Rabbi Gamliel. Oh, and what about the statements that Amash Rabbah, that there's a machloket? Yeah, the statements that Amash Rabbah, machloket. Yeah, the rabbis argue on Rabbi Gamliel. So therefore, once you introduce Rabbi Meir to the mix over here, it's a very, very, very simple reconciliation. When the rabbis came along and said, Modim, Akamim, the Rabbi, Rabbi Gamliel, the rabbis agree. Which rabbis agree?
Rabbi Meir.
Rabbi Meir agrees. It's true. Look at the bright data, but Rabbi Meir clearly says, the Hazan Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, Kibbu Motzi, everybody. Oh, and that statement that said, that Halakha Rabbi Gamliel, Michlal de Paligye, no, that's what the Hakamim. Yeah, the rabbis argue. Therefore, it's two different shittot. Comes the Gemara and says, "My shena hane," which means, why does Rabbi Meir, when it comes to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he's lenient. He lets the Hazan be motzi everybody, but during the year. No. Shitat Rabbi Meir is during the year the Hazan can only be motzi, the non-readers. But readers, no. That means he's more mahmir during the year than he is on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippurim. So the Gemara was like, why is that so? What's the difference between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur? We have a dispensation, whereas all year long you are mahmir. So Tanat Gemara says, Mai shena hane, why is Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur different? So maybe you're going to tell me you have a lot of pesukim. Rashi says, what are these pesukim that are a lot of pesukim? You have to read all the pesukim that talk about the musaf that was born on Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, by the way, is also Rosh Chodesh. So you have to read all the pesukim that talk about the Rosh Chodesh Kurban. And you have the pesukim of Malchiyot, Zikronot, and Shofarot. So since it's a very long Amidah, a very wordy Amidah, a lot of Pesukim, so when it came to Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they were lenient, just let the Hazan say it, and everybody will listen. Okay? So maybe you'll say that's the logic, because it's so wordy, the Hakamim made a dispensation that the Hazan can say for everybody. A lot of Pesukim. What do you mean? V'amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav, Kevan She'amar Upturatcha Katuv Lemor, Shuv Eno Tzarich. Kabbalah says, once you say, "Uptoratcha katuv lemor," like it says in your Torah, that's enough. What does it mean? It's enough. Rashi, "Kevan she'amar uptoratcha katuv kilomar, kevan she'amar naasev v'nakrib lefanecha kimetzvat resonach, kemo shekatav ta'alinu betoratach, eno tzarich lomar mikraot hamusafim." Which means you don't have to say the korbanot. That they brought this korban and that korban and this. No, all you got to say is, and on Rosh Hashanah they brought the korbanot, kemosh katu betoratach. So therefore, it's not that many pesukim anymore. But you now already, you don't have to really know these pesukim by heart. You just have to just say whatever it says in the Torah. And the only question is, what about the malchuyot, the zichronot, and the shofarot? So look at the next Rashi. You see where it says v'rabotai? V'rabotai mefarshim lehad Rav Hananel. So my rabbis want to explain this opinion of Rav Hananel b'malchiyot v'zichronot v'shofarot. They want to say that even if you would say uptoratcha katuv lemor by malchiyot, zichronot, and shofarot, it's also okay. which means, and we accept the malchut of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on us, כמו שכתוב בתורתך. That's also good. וקשאלי, הדה לא כרבנן ולא כרבי יוחנן בן נורי. If you remember, we learned above in the Mishnah that we have a machloket, what is the minimum amount of pesukim that you can say for malchuyot, זכרות, שופרות. Correct? Can you say three, one of each? So therefore, this is going like nobody. Now we're saying you don't even have to say anything. All you got to do is just say, "Ptuatka katum lemor." So therefore, Rashi does not agree that this is referring to Malchut Zichron Shofarot. He's learning the Gemara, that the Gemara's issue was like this. You know why Musafir can be lenient? We're thinking, Musafir Roshana can be lenient because a lot of Pesukim. A lot of Pesukim in what realm? In the Korbanot realm. To that, the Gemara says, no, the Korbanot realm is not a lot of Pesukim. That's not the Hiluk. Because in the Korbanot realm, you can just get away with saying, Kemo Shekatuv Betoratach. But do not learn the Gemara. He's like, do not learn the Gemara that is telling you that even for Malkiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot, you can get away with saying Kemo Shekatuv. Why is Rashi shying away from that opinion? Because if you're going to say you can get away with just saying Kemo Shekatuv Betoratach, that means you're saying zero Pesukim for Malkiyot, Zichronot, Shofarot. That doesn't go like any of the opinions above. The opinions above said the minimum is either three Pesukim or one Pesuk. Good? Tosafot argues on Rashi. So what's the big Hiddush? He says, no. When it says over in this Gemara that you could say Ptuatka Ketuv Nemor, it's going on Malkiyot Zichron Shofarot. And you can get away with it just by saying Ptuatka Ketuv Nemor. Alright, but it's not going like any Shitot. No. Those Shitot above were saying, if you're going to say Pesukim, then you got to do either minimum three, minimum. But if you're not saying anything, then it's not Machloket. Then just say Ptuatka Ketuv Nemor. Or Kemosh Ketuv Ayede Nevi'echa. Or Kemosh Ketuv Beketuvim. You know, because you have to say Pesukim from Torah, Nevi'im, the Ketuvim. So therefore, the Shitat Tosfot, he's learning that, don't tell me that the Enyan of Musaf is the reason why you can do this, because I have a lot of Pesukim, because technically you can get away with everything by just saying Ubturatka Ketuv Lemor. Ben the Korbanot, Ben the Malkuyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot. You're going to tell me, what do you mean? Whose opinion is that? Everybody's opinion. They were only arguing if you're going to choose to say Pesukim. But if you're not going to say Pesukim, then you can even say Ubturatka Ketuv. Look at the top Tosafot, the only Tosafot actually. Maybe you're going to tell me, because there's a lot of pesukim. Pirush bekontrast, the ikat musfer rosh chodesh v'rosh hashana, u'malkiyot v'zichronot v'shofarot. Kevan shavu b'torakah katuv lemor, kevan shavu na'asim v'naklil v'nech kibusat tzonach, kemo shkatav t'lam b'turatach, en tzarich lomah b'kronot ha'musafin. U'b'shem rabotah pirish, le'ad rav hananel, b'malkiyot v'zichronot v'shofarot. Ve'kasha, had lo k'rabanav lo k'rabi yohanan ben nuri, t'tan en pochatin ma'asana malkiyot, v'rabinu tan pirish, da'a pesukim d'malkiyot v'zichronot v'shofarot ka'e. Yes! Indeed, it's going on those pesukim malchut zikrof shofarot. Why? Ve'echad detchil piligi, which is only the machloket. If you started to say pesukim, then we have a machloket. What's the minimum? De'lo yifchot, the mokad ite, the mokad ite. Each one quote their opinion. Aval yachol liftor atzmo legabre al yede b'toratka katuv lemor. Aval mikraot shel musaf. But watch this. When it comes to the pesukim of musaf, sarich lazkil le'olam shem b'mkom ha'korbanot. Jesus, what argues diametrically against Rashi? He says, but Adraba, when it comes to the Pesukim of the Korbanot, that you have to mention. That's you can't get away with just saying, like it says, maybe like it says, the purpose of the Korbanot is to mention it, it's just like you brought it. Like it says in the Torah. So therefore, Tosfot says, the Pturatka Ketuv Lemor will help you for Malchiyot, Zichronot, Shofarot, but it will not help you for the Pesukim of the Korbanot. When Rashi says no, the Torah can watch Ketuv Betorah that helps you for the Korbanot, but does not help you for the Malkiyot Zichron Shofarot. Either way, according to Rashi taught, the Nefishi Kera, according to Rashi, was what? The Korbanot Pesukim. Torah Gemara says, there's a way to solve that. You can get away with Torah Ketuv Lemor. According to Tosafot, the Nefishi Kera was what? The Malkiyot Zichron Shofarot. How could you get away with that? Torah Ketuv Lemor. So we're back to the question. But,
it's not discussing
Malchut Zichronot Shofarot. Wait for the Gemara to go further.
So
comes the Gemara and says, Ela Mishum De'av Sheberachot. The Gemara says, the reason why you have to, we let you on Musaf, let the Hazara be for everybody. Why are we leaning to going to be Meir? Because now, of course, there's many Berachot. Now she says, Share Kan Tesha Va'arukot. We have nine Berachot, and they're long. Well, not the first three and the last three, those we know. It means the middle three. they're long, a lot of words, umatot, and they can cause a person to get confused. The enakol bekiim bahem, and therefore, according to Rashi, the fact that there's many words in the berachot, including according to Rashi, the malchiyot, zechronot, and chovrot pesukim, that you really can't get away from that. According to Tosfot, no, even the malchiyot, zechronot, you can get away with one line. The bottom line, since there's a lot of other words, it's not only those pesukim. The berachot themselves are long berachot.
What's the korbanot? You
can
say korbanot.
Korbanot as well. But even the berachot themselves have long wordage, and therefore, bottom line, since the berachot, the basic principle of this Gemara is, since the tefillah musaf has longer berachot than the normal year round, all year round, if you're not a reader, okay, the Hazak can cover you. If you're a reader, pray yourself. Mm-hmm. On Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, even if you're a reader, it's a long Amidah, a lot of words in these berachot. You know what? The Bimi will say, just listen to the Hazan, and you can cover yourself.
Whenever you can't get away with saying Torah,
right, which is, if that's what you were worried about, that what, either it's Malkiyot, Zechronot, Shofarot, or Musa, the Korbanot issues, that was okay, that's not our story. Because you can B'Torah, Zechronot, Ketuv, Lemoret, and you're okay. Lemoret, Ketuv, Lemoret, Ketuv, Lemoret, Ketuv, Lemoret. But still the Berachot are long. There's other stuff there. Yeah. So therefore the Gemara says, Avshe Berachot, Zlal Berachot. Gemara continues, Gufa, Amar Rav Hananel, Amar Rav, Kevan Shamar Upturatecha Katuv Lemor, Shuv Eno Tzarich. Right? Once you say Upturatecha Katuv Lemor, Eno Tzarich. Either Eno Tzarich to mention the Peskim of the Korbanot, the Fishitat Rashi, or the Fishitat Tosafot, Eno Tzarich to even mention Melchiyot, Zichronot, and Shofarot Pesukim. So Gemara says, Sabur Mine, they thought, Hanimile biyahid, that this law over here was only said that what biyahid, which means a person who's praying alone get confused with all the berachot. Meaning when he's praying a silent amidah, okay, he gets confused. So therefore, you can pull this up to talk about the more business. However, basibur no, but maybe for the hazara. In the Amidah, maybe we don't let him get away with this. Maybe the Shaliach Simur has to say, you know, all the Pesukim explicitly.
Right.
Itmar Amar Rabbi Yosef ben Levi, Ehad Yahid, Ve'ehad Simur. Even the Hazan. Kevan Shamar of Turat Kaka Tuv Lemor, Shuveno Sarich. That's it. So this dispensation of Turat Kaka Tuv Lemor works even for the Hazan. Continues. Amar Rabbi Elazar. לעולם יסתיר אדם תפילתו ואחר כך יתפלל. Because a person should review the tefillah once before he prays, just to get familiar with it before he prays. אמר רבי אבא מסתברא מלתד רבי אלעזר בברכות של ראש השנה ושל יום הכיפורים. Makes sense that he was saying this halakha regarding Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur Vishil Perakim and the holidays, because since it's a new Amidah, it's a longer Amidah, therefore you're not familiar with it, so therefore you have to review it before you pray. But all year long we're familiar with the Amidah, we don't have to review it. The Gemara says, Ini veha Rav Yehuda misader selote umatzleh. Rav Yehuda, he used to review his tefillah for all year long and before he prayed it. So you see, it applies to even to all year long. Gemara says, no, Shani Rav Yehuda, Kevan de metaltin yomin de taltin yomina va matzle, kefrakim dame. Rav Yehuda would only pray the Amidah every 30 days. Why? Because the Gemara says he used to review his learning every 30 days. He used to go through the whole limud, 30 days, non-stop. So he was exempt from praying, because he has the status of Torato Umanuto. His Torah is his career. And therefore, it took him 30 days, every month he would review the whole entire Torah. Then after that, he'd make a siyumi pray, because then, you know, he was free. He would stop, and he would close the book for a minute, he would pray. So therefore, since he didn't, he only prayed once a month. So for him, this was like Rosh Hashanah Kippur, meaning the Amidah wasn't familiar with him. Therefore, he would have to review. But a regular person that prays every day, that he's familiar with it, would not have to review the Amidah before he prays. The Gemara continues. Amar Rav Acha Bar Avira, Amar Bishmon Hasida, Poter Aya Rabban Gamliel Afilu Am Shebasadot. Rabban Gamliel said that the Shaliach Sibur that prays the Amidah, he is able to poter, to exempt even the people that are in the fields, meaning they're working in the fields and they can't come to the synagogue because of their avodah. So the Shaliach Sibur, when he prays the Hazara, he covers them for their Amidah. So the Gemara says, Afilu, even the people that are in the fields. Velo mebaya hane dekayme hacha, which means it goes without saying that the people that are in the Bet Knesset itself or in the city itself, that they're there, certainly the Shaliach Tzibur is going to be poter them, the people in the city. So the Gemara says, Adrabba, on the contrary, Hane Anise, the people that are in the field, they're Anusim. They have a reason why they're not in the synagogue. And therefore, I understand why they can be poter. However, Hane Lo Anise, but the people that are in the Ir, let them come to the Bet Knesset. They're not Anus, and therefore, since they could pray, why should we say that the Shliach Tzibur is able to be poter? And the Gemara proves the Sevara from the case of the Kat Kohanim. The Tane Abba Beredra Binyamin Barhiya Am She'achore Kohanim, which means the people that are standing behind the Kohanim, enam bichlal beracha, they're not included in the beracha. Why? Because really the halacha says that the people have to stand panim el panim to the Kohanim, because the pasuk says amor lahem. So you have to talk, the Kohanim are talking to the people. When you talk to somebody, panim el panim. So if somebody's in the Bet Knesset, and he doesn't make an effort to stand panim el panim, face to face to the Kohanim, he's standing behind the Kohanim, so therefore he shows that the Berkat Kohanim is not important to him, so the Gemara says, he's not Yosef. Enam bichlal beracha. However, am shebasadot, but the people that are in the fields, they are Yosef. Why? What's the explanation? Because since they couldn't come to the Bet Knesset, so they don't show that they're not machshiv the beracha, they're anus. So you see, there's a difference between somebody that can come and somebody that cannot. So therefore, the question is, how did you make a statement before and tell me that the people that are in the fields, even the people in the fields, what? Of course, you can. The people that are in the city, Adrabah, the people in the city should not be yotze. So the Gemara changed it. Ela ki atar Ravina Amar Yaakov Bar Idi Amar Rabbi Shimon Chasida Lo Patar Rabban Gamliel Ela Am Shebasadot. Only the people in the fields. My Tama Mishum De Anise Bimlacha. Because they're working, they cannot come. However, avad ba'ir lo. However, but the people in the city, no. What's the that she says? What's the reason why the people in the city? Mishum de lo anishi v'yicholim lehasdir tefillatan. Because they can prepare and they can pray themselves. That's mashal from Rashi that hu adin the people in the Bet Knesset itself. Because the people in the Bet Knesset, they can pray. What do they have to rely on the Shaliach Tzibur? God can yicholim nazdi tefillatam. They can also prepare their tefillot and pray themselves. However, it should be noted that that is not the opinion of Rabbeinu Hananel and the Rif. They want to come along and say, Am shebasadot epatur, because they're considered anus, because they cannot come to the Bet Knesset. However, the people in the city, they're not exempt from the Shaliach Tzibur because they can come to the Bet Knesset. However, when they come to the Bet Knesset, they want to say that the Patur, they can rely on the Hazan. So it's a machloket rishonim. How do the people in the Bet Knesset, are they yotzei with the Shaliach Tzibur or not? Shitat Rashi, they're not yotzei. Shitat Rabbeinu Hananel, if they are going to be yotzei. Hadran, Ahalach, Yom Tov, Ushtik Alam, Masechet, Rosh Hashanah.